Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties, Terry Johns.
Hello.
Got the band together on a Wednesday.
I mean, hey, we're rolling, right?
A little bit of a curveball during baseball
season. Actually kind
of
feels more like Thursday or Friday, though, right?
Because
of Monday.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll take it.
Whatever the day is, we're going to find out the weather with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, who helps us to figure out what day it is. She really does. Because otherwise time is...
I've been confused.
Well, we count on you, Brittany, because we know what day... Well, it's got to be. This is the weather for Thursday or
Wednesday. We're a little challenged here.
Brittany, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I am fantastic. I'm just watching people cut the grass right now. It's so therapeutic, and they're trying to get it done before the rain rolls into the Wausau area. But I can see that the rain is already rolling in towards you. How's it coming down?
So far, we haven't been hit yet.
Just a few sprinkles.
Well, I should say on this side of town. I don't know how a lot of the areas are around here, but Rapids and Point are notorious for this, where it could be pouring rain on one side of town, and you literally go like 5 minutes over, and it's fine. I don't know. So here, at least on the on this side of town, it seems to be pretty dry, but it does look like it's coming. It's on the way.
Yeah.
Those clouds
sure
are working.
It is. Darn clouds. One more day of them sticking around in full force. So we got those chances for scattered showers, probably on and off light rain chances through about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Then maybe a thunderstorm is possible. They're going to be widely scattered throughout the state. Not really sure exactly who's going to get them, to be honest with you. So the chances are about 50-50 there for a little light storm. None will be severe. We're not looking at anything crazy, just some moderate rainfall with those. Speaking of rainfall, really just looking at a quarter of an inch max today. Then we dry things out tonight. Temperatures will hit highs of about the mid-60s. And then the heat cranks up. Tomorrow we'll hit the mid-60s. 70s with more sunshine out there. A few pop-up showers are possible in the afternoon. You know, that's summer weather. We're going to see some little bit of mugginess start to creep in for Friday. Highs hit 80 degrees, and then we could see some thunderstorms spark up in the afternoon for Friday. But the weekend, looking pretty dry, tons of sunshine, rather comfortable, highs in the mid to upper 70s before it really feels like summer next week. Those dew points are going to be oppressive. So get ready, you guys. The AC is going to need to be turned on by next week for sure.
Good to know. And good stuff for me.
That's terrible.
I know, Terry. I could feel, I didn't even have to look at you. I could feel it from Terry over there. As soon as you said humid or anything, like, that's just not her thing. But hey, you hang in there. You know, it's Wisconsin. The weather will change in 5-10 minutes. So you'll be all right. Your weather will come around, Terry.
I mean, fair enough.
Eventually. But Brittany, we appreciate you. Before I let you go, today is National Burger Day. Do you have a favorite burger? Are you a burger person? Or?
Ooh, yes. Like favorite type or favorite place?
Yeah, favorite type. Or either one. Yeah, or favorite place. Yeah.
I just love a bunch of bacon on there. Give me some cheese. Maybe those like crispy onion straws, too. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Terry, do you have a...
You know, I kind of like the old California burger, right? Like lettuce
yeah.
and tomato and some cheese.
Mm-hmm. Along with a good friend of mine, Vince, back in the day, and my buddy Chris, we invented a burger, the bagel bacon double cheeseburger. It is a bagel as the bun, and just a regular double cheeseburger with bacon on it and stuff. But the bagel is the bun, and I'm telling you guys, it is amazing. It's amazing.
Game changer. I'm going to try it.
It's worth trying at least once. I don't know if it's going to be replace your favorite or anything, but I think it's just a fun thing to try. And the bagel is, for me, it all stems from the I hate when a burger, the bottom bun, just...
Oh, you
is
don't
just,
like the soggy?
Yeah, it evaporates. But a bagel, I'm telling you. And yes, I should admit that, you know, as a Jew, I do take some pride in this, I will admit. But that is here or there. I also include pork on it, so I think that's you know, it's universal. It's for everybody.
Is it a plain bagel?
Yes. Yeah. Now people can go ahead and try their own flavor. I've only done it with a plain bagel.
Okay.
Yeah. Brittany,
you could probably even put the cream cheese on it too.
Yeah, that would be good.
There you go.
Olives, anything like goodness.
I do love an olive burger.
You got Brittany.
Green
just,
olive.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Brittany, you just made my mother so happy with the cream cheese line. That's you won some points there. We appreciate you. Have a good morning, Britt.
You too, thanks.
best in the business, Brittany Merlot, joins us every morning right in this time slot. Terry and I are going to be talking a little burgers a little bit later, not just National Burger Day, but how about on a local level? Our friends at Up North News put together a good list of burgers, and our Wisconsin Beef Council, who joined us earlier in the month, we're talking about, they had a contest going on, who was Wisconsin's national burger, who had the best burger in Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
You know what it made me think of was the Rafters with their Glazer burger that they had there for a while.
I love this time of year. One of my favorite stories is the article of every ballpark's crazy burger and seeing what these every year what they come up with.
It feels like a while since they've done that. Maybe we need to get them to revive it.
I think so. I think that's not a bad idea. We'll have to talk to somebody about that. We'll get into all that. And of course, since we're talking burgers, the average American only feels fully healthy how many days a month? Get into that. Who's more popular, you or your dog? We will get into that one as well. All that coming up for you. But one of our favorite things to do is taking some phone calls. Let's go ahead and do that. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I grew up in Racine, and next to our high school, about a block away, was an A&W. And they made a double cheeseburger. With the real meat, you didn't get it out of a patty. They made it from rolled it out, made it fresh, right?
You know, there is something about an A&W burger.
Yep.
Still, I still go to those. Mm-hmm. They have one called the Papa Burger that has kind of like all the fixings on it, and love those.
Yeah, we used to have one actually right over across the hall, a street from us, and everything. The A&W. When I lived on this side of town, I went there all the time. Yeah, that's a good one, sir. That's a good reference.
Yeah, that was the most awesome burger ever. Yeah.
Oh yeah, those are good ones. You remember your favorite burger too? You really do. That's a great one. Thank you, sir. Have a great morning. We appreciate you. Let's keep that going, everybody. Let's keep those calls coming. I want to know your favorite burger. If it's a place, that's fine. You can shout it out. If it's a style of burger, I like a burger with this on it or whatever. Want to hear from you. Let's go ahead and celebrate the burger. We'll also get into a couple of other fun things throughout this show today. But we like to kick it off and wrap up with an update on our United Way. We are taking time out of Terry's day. We got to make use of it and everything. And it's one of our favorite things to talk about. One of our favorite partnerships is with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. WFHR and United Way have been working together, I think, even longer than you and I have been around, Terry. So it's been a long partnership that we're really proud of. And one of the reasons is certainly the big events that we're going to touch on and everything. But if you don't mind, Terry, I'd like to start with the diaper drive that's going on, because I feel like this is one of the prime examples of how our United Way stands out in our area, with a lot of great nonprofits and a lot of great work being done. But you guys are very good, and I should say your staff, but you in particular, at really listening to this community and paying attention to this community. It's part of the reason why we have CEOs and we have people in charge of these, whether it's a business or a nonprofit. The more local they are, the more tied they are to the area, the stronger you see that the work being done, again, whether it's a business or a nonprofit. And you, I think, are a big key of this. Noticing something like this, and that this area, this is something that could help this area, is a key part of what the United Way does.
Yeah, so it was something that we saw that a lot of our partners were doing, but then again, like you said, hearing feedback of, hey, this is a need. We last year kicked off with our first annual diaper drive, and now we are back. From Mother's Day to Father's Day, we are collecting diapers, wipes, and creams to be distributed to programs that have the opportunity to meet the needs of parents that are struggling, right? Like, they may have some diapers, but not enough diapers. Or, maybe at the end of the month, things just get so tight that, it's choosing between diapers and something else, paying a bill, certain grocery items, that kind of thing. So this is a way to, again, extend a hand, form a bridge and help people who may have that need. So we are collecting diapers, wipes, creams. Those can be dropped off at the United Way office at 351 Oak Street. And then in June, after Father's Day, we will be distributing those to three places, to Focus Food Pantry, because people do present there with a diaper need, the Family Center and their pantry there, and for those who may be there in shelter, and then also First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center, because again, this is where you know, these are the programs that we're hearing from that are saying we have this need. And, you know, United Way being a community convener, we have the ability to make that happen. So we've seen a good number of diapers donated so far, but we certainly have an opportunity. We also wrote a grant to be able to purchase some diapers, but we're not doing that yet until we see what's donated, right? So that we don't end up with a whole bunch of, you know, one size. We're trying to get a little bit of a variety. But I will say that the larger sizes, sizes 4 and 5, are where we have the greatest need. So if you're, you know, thinking about picking up a bag or a box of diapers to join us in this effort, the bigger sizes are where the greatest need is. But of course, we would take any unopened packages of diapers that anyone may have.
It is helpful to know the ones that could really be helpful. And that's a great key note of this. And again, that is going on till Father's Day. Everybody, you can drop those off at 351 Oak Street. Say hi to our friends over at the United Way at their offices. Terry, I've been thinking about taking some classes and getting back into school. And I figure, well, now is a great time because Stuff the Desk is coming up and everything. And I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not qualified.
I don't think your age group is listed.
But there's a lot of people that do.
Absolutely.
I want to get into that.
Absolutely. So this is the time to register for school supplies for next school year. So if you if your child qualifies for free or reduced lunch, they also qualify for free school supplies. This is a United Way initiative, which is a collaborative effort of Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Port Edwards Public Schools, and Nakusa Public Schools. It is open to all children in Southwick County that go to, you know, parochial or public elementary school. And we, you know, our goal is to support them with the tools that they need to start their school year off right. So registration is required, and it is first come, first serve as far as the pickup times. So that's why we encourage you to register now, register early. Registration will be open until August 1st, but August 1st is it. It opened on May 1st. So, you know, we give 3 full months to register. Yes. We still always have someone on August 2nd, though, reach out to us and say, can I register?
Yeah,
but we really, you know, want to encourage and try to spread the word to get registered. And, you know, the big part of that is so that the volunteers that are part of this event can plan, right? Mm-hmm. We need to know what supplies we need by grade level. So again, registration is required. You can find that registration form on our website at uwswac.org. You, of course, can always call 211 between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday to get registered for our local Stuff the Desk event. Distribution will happen on August 15th and 16th. And when you register your students, you also choose a pickup time during those days of August 15th or 16th. So, you know, it's a great time to plan ahead, get it on your calendar, get it taken care of before, you know, the end of next week when the kids get cut loose for summer and things get chaotic. And we just encourage you to get this taken care of as soon as possible. One added feature this year, again, based on feedback, is we have put right on the registration form what supplies by grade level Stuff the Bus will provide to you. So that also gives time for people to plan for, right? Like the teacher list might come home and there might be 6 things that mm-hmm. Stuff the Bus is not able to provide, but you know that you have the summer to get those mm-hmm. items or accumulate those items. So this is a new added feature, I guess, so that you don't have to wait until you receive that backpack on August 16th to know what the kids mm-hmm. are getting. So that list is available, again, on the registration page and also comes to you as the follow-up once you have completed registration.
Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. Follow the United Way on social media and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And before we wrap up today, Terry and I will give you another update on some of the things going on with our United Way. Appreciate that, Terry. Nice work. We'll be right back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're doing some celebrating when we get back at it on the morning show here at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one from all of us, everybody. Got some great specials lined up for you. They are just waiting for you to head on over there. Looking at their specials, they got a pork chop skillet going on, homemade banana bread French toast. Oh my God, that sounds amazing. That sounds awesome.
See, and I like pork chops. I think I might hit that skillet.
I like that skillet. That does sound good. But the banana bread French toast sounds, I've never heard of that before. And it sounds amazing to me. Oh, man, I'm distracted. That sounds so good. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue right now, everybody. Let them know that we appreciate them. And buy local, support local. Appreciate our friends at El Cafe. And, of course, encourage you to give us your birthdays and anniversaries. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook page, either one, WFHR or WIRI. And you can call on up, 715-424-2600. You're just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. You can also text us through the Civic Media app if you're a little busy right now in the office or anything like that. Feel free to reach out anytime during the show over the next couple hours. We'd love to hear from you with those birthdays and anniversaries. Terry, I've got two possible qualifiers. Need a one or two?
One.
There we go. Made it easy for me. There we are. First up, we want to wish Civic Media's own Don Rosen a very happy birthday. Don out of WRJN in Racine. Doing amazing work. I like Don. Don's a good guy.
Happy birthday.
He's a great guy. What you hear on the air is what you get off air. Great guy. Good guy. Appreciate you, Don. Have a good birthday, sir. Enjoy your day. Taking a look at our local celebs, we wish a very happy birthday to Danny Olson.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Enjoy the day, Danny. Hope it's a good one for you. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Avery Nelson.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, Avery. I've always liked the name Avery. It's a good
name. Yeah, it's
pretty. Enjoy the day, Avery. We wish you a good one. You're a qualifier. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, neighbors, strangers, animals. You know, brag to everybody. Go ahead. We don't brag enough in life, I think. Go for it. Go for it. Let's see who you're sharing your birthdays with. First up, Michael Orr is 39 today. Former offensive tackle whose life was inspired by the Blind Side movie. Helped win Sandra Bullock an Oscar.
You know,
in a roundabout way.
I'm a Sandra Bullock fan, so same, I love that
same,
movie.
Same. You know, here's something, too, about that movie, because it's come out recently, you know, in recent years. It, you know, like, shockingly, a movie had, you know, pulled some truths here and there or whatever and everything. That's movies. Yeah. Like, if you're going into them, unless it says documentary on it, you shouldn't be expecting anything less. I really do put that on the watcher. I don't do this very often, but as a watcher, and you're going into it, and if you're expecting verbatim, like, everything that happened, that it was true in The Blind Side or something, that's a little more on you, I feel like, unless you've never seen a movie before. Then maybe it's a little different.
I mean, thus based on a true story?
Yes, exactly. It tells you right there in the title. So that being said, I feel like none of the stuff that's come out since then should affect anybody with the movie. It's just a good movie. And the spirit of the movie certainly is you know, true and noteworthy, I think. You can't take away from her performance. Her performance, she gave everything in that role. And I think Sandra Bullock should have won an Oscar for some other roles, but that she won one for that, that stands out to me.
And I thought Tim McGraw was great in that, too. I don't know. I just like that movie a lot. And I don't,
such a fan of his.
Michael Orr's come out with his own book since, and that's all cool, right? Yeah, like, it's his story to tell, but...
You
said, it just shouldn't affect the movie.
No, I think you could. I think you can separate the things.
You don't have to not like it because some things are different.
There's a lot of people that really love the book Wicked, but don't like the play or the movie, and vice versa. So I mean, you know, it's entertainment. Take it in as you do.
Potato, potato.
Exactly. Casey Mulligan is 40, actress who's married to one of these singers from Mudford and Sons. She was Winnie Gecko in Wall Street Never Sleeps. Daisy in The Great Gatsby. She's been in a couple of things. She's a good actress. Let's see here. Jake Johnson is 47. Nick on The New Girl. He is Sebastian in Zac Efron's Neighbors movie. And he was one of the guys in Let's Be Cops. I think one of those faces that you probably know if you see. He's very funny. I really, really like him. He's very funny. I didn't see much of The New Girl or anything, but I like him. He's funny. And somebody that I keep waiting to get a bigger break. I feel like he's one of those actors that at any time I wouldn't be surprised to see him become a household name. He's that funny and that, like, just naturally charismatic. He did a show with Steph Curry a little while ago that I actually thought was going to be successful, but I didn't think they marketed it very well or anything, but he's good. I like him. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is 48. Went from Survivor to The View and to Fox News, and has done a really nice job of like navigating all that and how to be that kind of personality in today's day and age. When we were kids, if for her, oh, I go to this or I'll do this show. Now the gates are wide open and people are able to go from this universe to this universe. And I'm going to talk about entertainment. Now I'm talking about politics or what have you. It just, it's all over the gamut now. And I, you know,
there's no more stay in your lane.
No, no, that does not exist anymore. No. Kylie Minogue is 57. Can't Get You Out of My Head. She's had a couple of hits.
Yeah.
As big as she's been here in the States, she's gigantic in her native country. I believe Australia, and she's really big in England. She's really big over there. Let's see here. Mark Sanford is 65, former governor of South Carolina. And Kirk Gibson is 68. 1988, he won baseball's MVP award as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers and made it to the World Series, where he hit one of the most memorable home runs in baseball history. As soon as I saw his name, immediately I'm starting to fist pump and thinking of that play. I was fortunate to be watching that game like a lot of baseball fans out there when that happened, and I will never forget it, in part because I was rooting for the A's. I was rooting for the A's in that series. Ricky was on that team, and I didn't want the Dodgers to win. As soon as Kirk Gibson hit that home run, everything changed. Like, it's really one of the first early memorable moments I remember as a young sports fan. Back in 88, that happening, there's a lot of like different moments like that. That was one of the key ones. Great ball player, too. John Fogerty is 80 today. Creedence Clearwater Revival's lead singer, songwriter, great solo artist as well. Put Me in Coach, Center Field, so many good songs. One of the more really original voices, too. I don't know if anybody really focuses on this or talks about this, but John Fogerty, to me, had the perfect, like, not only he could do soulful and very kind of like almost beautiful songs, like Have You Ever Seen the Rain, stuff like mm-hmm. that. It's the almost macabre, darker southern, like bayou songs that Creedence Clearwater would do that his voice was so perfect for. I really enjoy his work. I really like him. Interesting combination here. John Fogerty also shares a birthday with Gladys Knight. That's an interesting combination right there. Of course, Gladys Knight, the legendary singer. You hear Gladys Knight usually when we play Midnight Train to Georgia as one of our wrap-up songs. And some people no longer with us. The great Ian Fleming, born on this day in 1908, passed away in 1964. British author behind the James Bond series. He created James Bond. He worked in British intelligence during World War II, where he came up with the actual operation called GoldenEye.
Oh, that's interesting.
Very, very. And in recent years with the Oppenheimer movie, Ian Fleming showed up in that movie as one of the people who was integral in all of that. And you actually, is almost like a side story. It's not really brought up in the movie, of course, or anything like that, but you can see the actor and the character really taking form there almost.
It's kind of one of those, like, if you know, you know. Like, yeah, it's a secret. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little secret sidebar of
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that stuff. The logo is, it would have been celebrating a birthday today, and by that, all the sports fans out there knew what I was talking about. Jerry West, born in this day in 1938, NBA Hall of Famer, won a title with the Los Angeles Lakers. One of the, maybe even better as a GM for the Lakers and other teams, but what he is really well known as is the logo. One of the greatest, if not the greatest nickname you can have, because the logo for the NBA is the silhouette of Jerry West dribbling the ball, and that's his nickname, man. And one of the greatest minds in basketball history.
What an honor, though. Oh. Right? I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I just thinking about it,
like, oh, you're that guy.
And celebrating his birthday with Jim Thorpe, arguably the greatest athlete to ever walk in this country. Easily. I mean, when you're talking about greatest athletes of all time and you're mentioning names, if you're not bringing up Jim Thorpe, you don't know history enough. You do not know American history enough, and you don't know sports history enough. I'm sorry. But if you need a better example of this, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, cannot recommend it enough. The second you walk into that building, there is this gigantic statue of Jim Thorpe that my uncle was making fun of me because I must have had my mouth dropped open and I was just staring at it. He's like, awesome. You know, it's a whole museum to check out.
But that's the point, right?
Yeah.
You get the awe right away.
Native American U.S. Olympic gold medalist and Football Hall of Famer in 1950. Was voted the greatest American athlete of the first half century. Just incredible athlete. And should be noted, the Olympic medals that he won in borrowed shoes. Didn't even have
his
own shoes.
That's exactly where I was thinking when you said that. Was just think about the equipment the, you know, just how different technology has made the tools that athletes have now versus what he had.
I take nothing from modern athletes and even like athletes of this century or anything like that, but you're so right about this. It's such a different level and a different credit that I think needs to be given. And I don't know that we give enough credit to Jim Thorpe. I don't think we do. Any opportunity to mention his name, reference him and talk about him, as a lover of sports, as somebody who spends so much of my bandwidth on sports, I think Jim Thorpe. Almost none of this happens without him and his popularity. He was truly the first superstar in the country as far as athletics go. He could probably say athletics too. He could probably say it really well.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah. We will take a time out, but we will come back after our news, sports, and entertainment break. We'll be getting into Burger Day. We're talking burgers here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, 80s version.
I mean, I'll even still wear them now when it's overcast.
There we go. We hope you're having a good one out there and you have your sunglasses on. Or you have them ready for tonight, I should
for
say.
For sure.
Yeah, you're going to need them tonight for sure. We're going to get into National Burger Day in a moment. I meant to start here. I wanted to say congratulations to all the graduates out there. And I know you got a little of that over at your neck of the woods, Terry. So congratulations to all the graduations out there going on this weekend and that have gone on and coming up and everything. It's a fun time of year.
Yeah, it's a great time.
And a perfect weekend for a burger. It's National Hamburger Day today. So DoorDash looked at the most popular types of burgers in all 50 states right off the bat. Might need to call a little bit of a technicality because is a chicken sandwich a burger?
No.
No, it is not. I have no I have no authority on this subject, but I will take full authority just away from whoever has it if they say that a chicken burger is a burger.
A chicken sandwich is a sandwich.
It's a chicken sandwich. Let it be its own thing. This isn't, they have their own day. I'm sure there's sandwich day.
I'm sure.
They let them have that day. They claim chicken burgers are now the most popular type of burger in the U.S. They say the rankings are based on what people ordered the most last year, and they claim hamburgers or cheeseburgers were the most ordered type of burger in 14. States.
You know, that's assuming that people DoorDash, though.
Yes. That's the outlier here with a lot of these things. All these lists end up doing something along those lines. And in this list, these lists are interesting for that data, but they don't do a good, they try to, like a lot of news and a lot of stories and surveys nowadays, they want to cover as much ground because that brings more people to the article or to the story.
Well, and to their service, right?
Right. I mean, and so while I don't begrudge that, it does make the information, you have to really read between the lines, like you just did right there. That's a key part of this. Especially once I get to, because I can't imagine how people are going to feel once I tell you what the burger in Wisconsin is. You're not going to like this. I don't think a lot of people will at least.
A burger is beef.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to overthink this one. It's beef. These 14 states chose though hamburger or cheeseburger. That's compared to 17 states where chicken burgers were number one, then veggie burgers with 13 states, mostly up north, and turkey burgers in 6. You're not alone if you expected a cheeseburger to be number one in all 50 states, but DoorDash says people are looking for healthier options than red meat these days.
That's fine, but don't call it a burger.
Yes. Yes, that's 100%.
You can eat all the healthy white meat you want. It's still not a burger.
Yeah, I understand the marketing angle of this, but it doesn't help anybody. It's not doing any good. They say chicken is also riding a high from the virtual chicken sandwich trend that caught on a few years ago. So there's that too, which is semi-interesting, I guess. They say in Wisconsin, the veggie burger is the most popular type of burger. I have lived in this state for over 20 years. I've been to countless grillings and, you know, up and down the state, in Madison to way up north. And I have never even seen a veggie burger in this state, let alone somebody cooking one on a grill or somebody at a party asking for one.
I've seen them because I know somebody who eats them.
Okay.
But it's not me.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
No, but I mean, like, I no, that's weird, strange.
I
think so, we're just not that good at DoorDash yet.
Well, and that's
in Wisconsin,
that's where the popularity is, or that's where the data is coming from, as you mentioned, DoorDash, and that's where I think you need to put the focus of this article is that. Now, what I want to know is your I want to interview or survey all Wisconsin up and down the state and find out.
What is Texas?
Texas is a chicken burger.
Okay, see, so there, right there.
Yeah,
really?
No way. There's no way you can convince me. I show up in Galveston Austin or Dallas or anywhere in Texas with a chicken burger. They're not going to kick me out of the state. They may even drive me to the border, like kick me off in Oklahoma or something like that. I don't know. There's no way you can convince me of that. With Wisconsin, though, and we send a shout out to the National Wisconsin Beef Council and certainly our friends at Up North News who are covering this one. A big shout out to them. The Brazen Head Pub in West Bend won the 2025 Wisconsin Best Burger Contest. The Brazen Beer Cheeseburger sounds like a really good one, too.
Yeah.
The Brazen Burger is featured a half-pound Angus beef patty, cheddar cheese, bacon, onion rings, and heart beer cheese, all on a pretzel roll.
Wow.
Not bad.
I don't think I could eat a half-pound burger.
Oh, I could. I could do it right now.
I could save it. I mean, I could save some of it. You know what I mean? Like cut it in half, but that's a lot.
I love a big burger. The Dump Bar and Grill in Cambria, also a finalist, along with Straight Home Bar and Grill in Elland. Skippy's Burger Bar in Thayensville. One of the finalists. Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst. I've heard of them a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I want to check that one out, actually. I want to go out there. Fairy King Bar and Grill in Merrimack. Also a finalist. Doghouse Bar and Grill in Mount Horeb. That's a great name. That's a great name for that one. But I saved my favorite name of all of these, because this is another side story of this that I really enjoy, is hearing of places that I haven't heard from before. Crafty Cow in Milwaukee. That's a good name. That's a good name, a Crafty Cow. I'll go to that place. That's awesome. Where is your favorite spot, everybody? Is it local? Is it somewhere outside the area here or anything? We talk about Culver's every week, and a big shout out to them. I've never had a bad meal there. I love Culver's food. I do want to send a special shout out to Chips. They're not advertising with us, so you know why am I mentioning them? Because they're a local business, and that's what we do.
Day.
Yes, and that's what we do around.
You know,
here.
There's still something. There's something about that. I almost feel like you kind of had to grow up here, or like, you know, you were here early in your life. But like, there's for me just something about a Chips cheeseburger still. Like, I still, once in a while, I'll be like, oh, we should get burgers from Chips.
Yep.
I don't know. I think it's the flame, you know, the flame broiled or whatever. And I don't know. There is something about that.
That was always my favorite thing about burgers growing up, was the flame broil. You could taste the difference between a flame broil and something that was sitting under a hot heat lamp or something like that. And I feel like at Chips, I always get the fresh. I always get it that way.
There's I don't know. There's something about it. And there's nostalgia in there for me. You know, like it takes me back to when we were kids, we'd always get the family pack. You know, you get nine burgers and what, a pound of fries or something. I have to say, one of my favorites is the Olive Burger at Sportsman's.
Yeah. Good. Oh, good. Great
shout out. Like that one.
That's a good one, too.
That's one of my faves.
Who is yours, everybody? Call up. Let us know. You can use the Civic Media app to call in or text us if you'd like. Otherwise, 715-424-2600. We'll keep this topic going throughout the whole show. You can shout out your favorite burger or just your favorite type of the way making the burger. My father figured out this hack years ago that he's been using, and I think... I've never really talked to him about it. I think he thinks that it's something like I'm pretty sure he stole it from my Nana, his mother. and I think in some ways he thinks he's the only one that does it. I'm sure he's not, but he puts garlic powder, bit of garlic powder on every burger he makes. I don't know what it is, but man, now there's something about that I tie to a homemade burger. I don't put it on maybe, you know, the chains or anything like that, but if I'm making a burger at home, even if it's just for myself, I put a little garlic powder on there. I can't help myself.
You know, for me, I still love a pizza burger, too.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes that'll be on a menu, like on a, you know, Bar Burgers or something. Mm-hmm. I like those. But when the caller brought up A&W before, they have a good pizza burger. I don't know. There's just something about that. I like those once in a while.
I don't know if I have a favorite spot for a burger, but I know when I'm, you mentioned something about nostalgia. I think when I'm in the mood for a certain type of burger, oh, you know what? Burger King is a little like that for me too. When I was a kid.
Whoppers?
Yes, yes. When I was a kid, my dad and I went with my dad on a lot of his trips and a lot of the runnings he'd do. And there was under the L train in Chicago, right on, I want to say over by Old Town, there was a Burger King over there that we went to every week. And so much of my memories are tied to that food and everything. Same thing with chips. There's a lot of those like that. And we want to hear from you. What are yours? Shout them out. It's a great day for it, everybody, and a very good day for a burger. We will take a time out. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about health. the average American, how fully healthy do they feel throughout the year? We'll get into that. And coming up on the... we go right to a Family Natural Foods spot here, too. Perfect. Shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods, who sponsor a lot of great stuff here at WFHR. I got to keep that 80s theme going. Was looking for a certain one. The Cars playing us in. Terry and James here with you on the morning show at WFHR. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. It's National Burger Day. We're going to keep that conversation going. Let us know your favorite burgers or your favorite burger joint. Love to hear from you. According to a new report, the average American only feels fully healthy 19 days in a typical month.
Oh, in a month? I thought you were going to say in a year.
Yeah.
I was like, oh boy, that's bad.
I don't think you were alone on that one. Yeah. That is roughly 63% of the time. So only about 63% of the time in a given month does the average American fully feel healthy. So you'll feel fully healthy for about four of the days of a week, four of the days, and less healthy for 3 days in a typical week. And that is just about feeling healthy, not that everything is awesome necessarily. So we're focusing a lot on that. People were asked what health issues that they battle the most frequently, and the main problem areas are fatigue. People struggle with that about 13 days per month. Mood changes, 10 days per month. Digestive issues, 9.8 days per month. And headaches, 7.5 days per month.
That's what I was going to say when you said, you know, people feel healthy. I'm like, that's a lot, somewhat maybe on food and intake, but it's also, you know, a lot on sleep. Mm-hmm, exercise, mm-hmm. all of those other factors.
People were asked how they were feeling right now, and only 28% felt completely healthy at the time. 72% said that they were in moderate or poor health, and 51% admitted that they're living with recurring health issues, which have been ongoing for 6 months or longer. Also, 15% said that not feeling well has impacted their ability to fully enjoy time with their family. So, you know, and there's so many layers to this and everything. We could talk about, you know, healthcare and a lot of those things. That is certainly an issue, one that I think that every American out there is aware of. Fact that we work so much and how much time, and, you know, if we look at a pie chart of our day, how much of that is spent on work and focused on work. And I don't even just mean the time you spend literally clocked in, but getting to work, thinking about work, how much of your day you spend on that, so many of those things. So all of this factors in, certainly. But I think that there's also just this natural human instinct that you learn at a very young age. I think you learn this really young, whether it's subconscious or not, that the Midwest mentality of rub some dirt on it, get on out there. We talk about this in sports a lot, especially in football. Get to about week 8, week 9, and then, you know, oh, this player's playing hurt. They're all playing hurt. What are you talking about? It's football. It's a warrior sport. The only guy not hurt is the backup kicker and even he's got a bum knee or something like that. Like what sports is a reflection of life in that regard. There is, I guarantee, nobody out there walking around in complete health that is 100% unless they are a baby. That's just life. That we understand that our bodies are very similar to vehicles, and the second they get off the lot, they're starting to go down in value. And that's just the game. That's what we signed up for,
for. And I think it's just like what you said. You know, there's the whole rub some dirt on it, mind over matter. I mean, you can look at it a whole bunch of different ways. And I think, I don't know. I'm supportive of that, right? Like, you do have to recharge, and you do have to reset, and sometimes you do need to take a health break, and, you know, like those kinds of things. But I also think you also have to have the mindset that, you know, here's how I move past this. Here's how this gets fixed. Here's who I need to connect with. You know, like you said, maybe it's healthcare. Maybe mm-hmm. it's just whatever. Here's how I get to that. You know, being as healthy as I can be again, right? Like you said, everybody's playing hurt, but we can sit and worry about the hurt, or let's move forward.
There's a time and a place for all of those things, and especially you hit a wall sometimes. You're like, okay, I need this, and that's where I am very encouraged about where we've gone with mental health and mental health days and some of those things. But they don't hold water, and they don't hold the meaning if we're not using them right, or if we're overusing them. Anytime you abuse something, it loses its meaning, and really the people on the other side of the argument, all they have is more and more ammunition for what their argument, when we're trying to really move society forward and in a better place where we do put ourselves ahead of work, where we do put our families ahead of work. I think that we're getting closer to that.
Balance it.
The balance, right?
And figuring that out.
That's a better way to put it. Yeah.
And so, but I do love your, who is the third string kicker anyway?
He wasted a roster spot on that
the
guy.
Spa. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, he's not even in. He's not even in his uniform.
He's not even at practice.
You hit the word, the perfect word, I think, for this, and finding that balance. I would say on average, in just in this second run of radio of mine in the last 10 years or whatever, I don't know the last time I was on the air and I didn't have a migraine, I didn't have a headache or something like that. That's how mornings usually go for me. That's how it's been since I was about 12. It's a constant thing for me. You just learn to deal with it. You just learn to find balance of it. I drink more water. When it's really bad, I'll take a couple of aspirin once in a while. I hate doing it, but I'll do it just to get through, because that's life.
And things are hard.
Yeah.
Things are hard.
I run into this sometimes with not just the younger generation, but certain types of workers, and the person that gets the job and immediately wants to tell me or something along. Well, I'm going to need this week off, and I'm going to need these days, and I can't work through this, and I can't do that. Well, what do you want? Like, you just want a free paycheck? Is that it? Because that's not work. Like, look up the definition of work. It is meant to, it is supposed to be a grind, work. Like, it's not it there's a fear I have of this, of it catching on more and more and more, and that can be, that can lead to a lot of other problems that have nothing to do with our health or anything, but our economy and really what we bring to the world.
There's got to be balance.
Yeah, there has to be. I feel like we will find it. I have no worries about society. I'm not scared at all. I'm not worried about things. I'm not worried about the latest news story and the screams and cries and panic and, oh, the sky is falling or anything like that. I'm not talking. You can talk about any issue. Bring up any issue right now. I am not worried. I am a student of history. I have seen society and what they can survive and what they can handle. And in comparison to other eras and other times, we'll be all right. I believe in society that much. I do have that. Maybe it's the last little bit of hope I have in me, but I believe that we work things out, and I think we'll work this out. I don't think it'll be a government law that'll do it. I don't think it'll be some, a fad or trend. It's just something we do in society. It's just something, for all the laws and rules that were clamored on us when it came to recycling, that's not what did it. It was people that did it. People decided, you know what? This isn't that bad. I'm gonna do this. And now everybody's doing it. I think that, this balance of work and life and work and mental health and all that, we're going to figure it out in real time as a society.
Well, and going back to just the whole how healthy people feel, there's just also something about, and I don't care what your ability is, what your limitations are, what your interests are. There's something about just getting outside and getting some fresh air.
Yeah.
Going for a little stroll, sitting outside, Like watching nature around you, mm-hmm. or the busy street in front of you, whatever it might be. But there's something about that that's cleansing, I think, for your mind, for your spirit, for your body. Just getting outside, even if you don't like going outside, just mm-hmm. There's just something about that.
There's something to be said about that helping your health as well and your mental health as well. Not only getting outside and doing those things, but I think when you really do put in a work day, That feels, yeah, it can be a grind, it could be a hassle, and you cannot wait to get home and all that. At the same time, you feel good.
Yeah, your reset.
Your night feels much better when you've done something with your day. I don't think there's many people out there that can't relate to that. And I think that's part of what that balance is. And you mentioned finding not only a balance, but getting outside and everything. This time of year, one of the best reasons and best ways to get outside is taking in a ball game. Now, on Friday, we're going to be giving away Brewer tickets. We're going to be looking forward to that. We'll be doing it all summer long, thanks to our partnership with Milwaukee Brewers, and a big shout-out to them. Nice game yesterday. Man, Christian Yelich. Man, it's nice to see him have those moments. You couldn't have written that one better. A bunch of Hollywood writers couldn't have written that story better last night's game. You want to go to games like that? We're going to give you opportunities all summer long on Fridays, giving away Brewer tickets. And we are kicking off today our Rafter ticket giveaways. Rafters were here last week, were nice enough to give us a bunch of tickets, open game tickets, redeemed for any game all season long, and we're going to be giving those away throughout the summer, throughout the whole season. We want to encourage you to get to the ballpark, support your Rafters, support local, buy local, get on down there and have some fun, and a great way to get outside.
You know, and yeah, and there's something about that, and they've always done that from year one. Like, they're open tickets. It's not, oh, this is for tomorrow's game. Yeah. It's stop and see us. You can get tickets for whatever game you want. I love that, right? It's so accommodating.
It's a smart idea. It shows how much they pay attention to the community, care about this community, and know how busy people can get, quite bluntly.
Yeah.
I've got four tickets right here, and I'm going to be doing this all summer, too. We've got our... they were nice enough to give us these,
the pocket schedule?
Pocket schedules. I'm going to give a pocket schedule with the tickets, just so you could really plan your schedule out. You can plan your day out. Now, let's be honest, all right? They'd tell you first off. Coach Ziggy would tell you. Rafters are 0-2 right now. Not a great start to the season. I know exactly what is missing you.
The cheering section.
Yes, they've been missing you at the ballpark. So why not go get on down there, make plans to head to Winterfield. I got four tickets right here. All you got to do, call up, tell Terry and I, how about your favorite 90s baseball player? Yeah, tell us your favorite 90s baseball player. I want that.
You don't know one, Google it.
I mean, just, yeah, you can throw it any day, really. We just want you to have the tickets.
You can say your kid, right? I mean, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can say your favorite baseball player, period. I don't care what era it's from. Go ahead and let me know. Let us know, 715-424-2600. Call up, get that to us. Let's go ahead and take a winner live on the air here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Eddie Matthews.
Oh, good one. I love our listeners. I knew we'd get a good one. That's a good call, sir. Good call. Eddie Matthews. Nice reference. Made my dad really happy. Big fan of Eddie Matthews. Who's on the phone? What's your first name, sir?
Mike.
Mike, thanks so much for calling. You here in Rapids, Mike?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Excellent. Mike, if you don't mind hanging on the line just for a second, I'm going to get some information off air from you. You got four tickets to see your Rafters coming up, okay, Mike? Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're going to talk to Mike and get
right
him
on
these
it.
Tickets. Right on it.
Love
Eddie
it.
Matthews. Great reference. That's a good one. Terry and I will be back with more show coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.